This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. The investigation into the fatal plane crash in Ahmedabad continues, with forensic experts visiting the crash site today to carry out a detailed examination. According to police sources, a black box has been recovered from the site. Earlier, the Gujarat Anti-Terrorism Squad had recovered a digital voice recorder from the location. The exact cause of the crash remains unknown, as forensic analysis and further technical examinations are awaited. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today visited the Ahmedabad Civil Hospital in Gujarat and met those injured in the Air India plane crash, which claimed the lives of 241 people. Later, in a social media post, the Prime Minister said the country is devastated by the air tragedy in Ahmedabad. The Prime Minister also met the lone survivor of the crash, Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, who is a British national of Indian origin and is currently undergoing treatment at a local hospital. Mr. Modi also visited the plane crash site and said that the scene of devastation is saddening. Later, Mr. Modi held a review meeting in Ahmedabad. The Director General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has directed Air India to carry out additional safety inspections on Boeing 787-8 or 9 aircrafts equipped with Genix engines as a preventive measure following the aircraft crash in Ahmedabad. The DGCA said that the inspection should be carried out with immediate effect in coordination with its concerned regional officers. In a statement, the DGCA said that the inspection of fuel parameter monitoring, electronic engine control system test, engine fuel driven actuator operational test, and review of takeoff parameters should be one time checked before departure of the flight. India and China have agreed to expedite various measures to improve bilateral relations following resuming direct air services between the two countries. This agreement was reached during a meeting between Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and China's Vice Foreign Minister Sun Wedong. China's Vice Foreign Minister is on a two-day visit to India. The two sides reviewed the developments in bilateral relations since their last meeting in Beijing in January this year and agreed to continue to stabilize and rebuild ties with priority on people-centric engagements. India's foreign exchange reserves rose over $5.17 billion, reaching $696.6 billion in the week ending 6th of June, according to the weekly statistical supplement released by the Reserve Bank of India during the last week. Foreign currency assets, a major component of the reserves, were up by over $3.4 billion to over $587.6 billion. Gold reserves surged by over $1.5 billion, totaling to $85.88 billion. The Ministry of Ayush will host Yoga Connect, a hybrid global summit on yoga for One Earth, One Health in New Delhi tomorrow. The summit is being organized as a key lead-up event to the 11th International Day of Yoga. The event will bring together over 1,000 participants along with virtual attendees from leading international yoga institutions and wellness communities around the world. Experts from more than four countries, including Bahrain, the United States, the United Kingdom and South Korea, will join the summit. Israel's military launched a wave of strikes on Iran early this morning, targeting key nuclear facilities. According to Iran's Tasnim State News Agency, the assault also hit residential areas, injuring at least 50 people. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated that the military operation will continue as long as necessary. Meanwhile, Iran's supreme leader Ali Khamenei appointed new military commanders today following the deaths of key security officials in Israeli airstrikes on Tehran. Khamenei named Abdul Rahim Mousavi as the new chief of staff of the armed forces, Mohammad Pakpour as the new commander of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, and Ali Shabdmani to lead the Khatam al-Anbiya central headquarters. In cricket, on day three, South Africa began their second innings chase in the final of the World Test Championship after Australia were bowled out for 207 at Lord's. The Proteas were 96 at the loss of 2 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.